Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of That Podcast. Enjoy the show.
It's recording.
It's recording, so we're here.
Yep. Mm-hmm. No intro, no music.
Nope.
I've learned.
Nope, but we have to know who's here. But it's the four usuals. Myself, Ryan Janke, Pastor DJ Lura, Sarah DeYoung, and Dana Mashevsky.
The band's back together.
She is ready to roll.
We're on top of it today.
All right.
Wow.
How long did I get to run that thing? 3 years, and I wasn't on time once.
Never.
And now Dana gets it, and she's Johnny on the spot. Mm-hmm.
Never one time.
That's good. Was kind of my shtick of not being on time.
It was.
It was the thing.
It was an ongoing bit. Never let a good bit die.
Nope, isn't that the saying? That is true.
So, you called me
this
last weekend out of the blue. I'm with my son in my car.
You call him, but all we get is text messages?
Yeah.
I actually saw it on Facebook before Ryan messaged it.
Really?
Yeah. I watched it with my mom and dad.
So in my car, because my phone's connected to the car, whenever a call comes in, I can't just have it on my phone. It's immediately in the speakers in the car. So if there's anyone else in your car, does that happen to any of you?
Oh, yeah.
I don't have people in my car.
Well, yeah, okay, so Dana doesn't have people in her car.
Maybe Arlo.
If you did.
You can hear my dog barking.
Or if you had Arlo, would you say, like, Ryan was like, hey, I'm like, hey, Ryan, I'm in my car and my son is in the back seat.
So don't swear.
Yeah, and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, why did I say that to Ryan? Ryan never swears. What could he possibly say? Did I think he was going to talk smack about my son? It's just like a reflex.
Don't talk about Dylan. He's in the car.
It could be the like underlying of like, we know the dad jokes and the things that Ryan says. So maybe it's not so much swearing. You just don't want him. You don't want your son exposed to things like that.
It's Ryan.
The other Ryan things.
Or maybe it was if you have horrible news.
Yeah.
Warn me ahead of time.
Well, it got me thinking like, is this the new polite greeting?
Uh-huh.
Rather than, you know, hello, like talking on a phone, because it's a lot of times people put you immediately on speakerphone. It's like, hello, I'm in the car with this person.
Yep. I'd like to
proceed.
Know. Now you know who your audience is. It's all on you.
Yeah, that's right. Adjust your material accordingly.
Yep.
But so anyway, you said, hey, turn to KFGO.
Yep. I thought I needed
790.
I thought I needed to call my pastor.
Well, and so...
But you were off the ride at that point.
Yeah. No.
They were
going to go?
He was at... You were at the studio getting mic'd up, weren't you? You're like, I'm getting mic'd up. We're going to the fair, and I'm getting shot out of a cannon or something along those lines.
No, I was on my way there. I was on Main Avenue.
Okay.
And on my way to the fairgrounds where I rode the
slingshot. So you were driving while putting on a microphone?
No. They didn't put on the microphone until I got there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you called your pastor just in case things went south.
Yeah.
To you had a cool kosher to go upstairs.
In fact, I think my words were, in case I'm not there on Sunday.
Well, and I think I totally
failed. We're
going to
need somebody else to do communion.
I totally failed because I didn't respond as a pastor. I responded as a friend or a spectator, like, are you going to eat anything that's like deep fried beforehand so you're going to blow some chunks when you go flying out of this thing?
No. Becky talked about that today, this morning?
Yeah, this morning.
Oh, I left the office because I was like, yep, that's not a visual I need.
What happened?
We were talking about your radio presentation on KFGO because of the slingshot. We were talking about it.
Yeah.
Like Ryan was on the radio. I said, yeah. And they have an ongoing bit that I heard, and it's happened, I've heard it twice, where they said, our newsman, Ryan Janke, is going to do something. And they love, like, you are, they love to have you do stuff, I've noticed. They just, there's a different type of
excitement.
Because
the man doesn't say no.
Yes, but they said, they're over by a certain spot, and I'll bet you there'll be Taylor Swift music playing. And I'm like, they have a bit, an ongoing bit going.
I didn't hear that because I was on the ride by then, evidently.
Well, yeah, it was.
Oh, okay.
So, but they were coming over to see Ryan Janke.
That was good times. That was fun.
So talk about it. Tell us about it.
Well, so they strap you. They strap you into this. Wow. It's a two-person little. I guess it would almost be like a porch swing, right? Except a little more molded for you, and
you know, a porch swing doesn't have like.
Well, yeah, they add those on.
They add them onto the porch swing. And then, so you sit in there, they buckle you in, and then they put the bars over the top. And then they buckle the bars in, which was, I thought, a nice touch.
You know, they don't do that on the other ride. So
you know, they're really a about safety. Why yep. The bars need to also be secure.
Yeah.
Did you have to sign a waiver before
I didn't. No, I was surprised. I didn't have to sign a waiver.
I think the waiver comes when you just buy the ticket.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
This was part of my work. Maybe it would have been a workers' comp deal.
It would have, definitely. Yeah. If you would have been shot
How
out of
How great would have that been for them?
I would love to be the policy person who gets that.
I want
to
be the person at like the hospital that's like, oh yeah, this is going under workers' comp. And he's just like in the ICU. They're like, what job does this man do?
They would probably refer back to the Gail Carlson workers' comp does not cover stupidity.
Yes. Well, and
when there were two of us.
While they were getting you buckled in, did suddenly church clap come on the radio?
No. Did you,
get me out of here.
Also, kids are in Chicago right now.
Yep.
The other night they did do the church clap. Okay. Drew let us know that no one got hurt. Oh, that's good.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything since.
Well, no. Hilariously heard, this is a side note, but just along the lines of Ryan. More I was watching notes. TikToks and somebody goes, do you want to see what it's like to experience an emergency room in Alaska? And I was like, no, I already heard that story.
I bet it was horror. Man, that was bad.
Anyway, back to the slingshot.
Oh, yeah. So it was me and I was with Joel D from Y94. So they buckled me in and then they put the bars down and then they buckled the bars in. Now, one of the first things I check is, are these bars actually locked in? Mm-hmm. They didn't even wiggle. Like there was, usually oh, you'll man. Get like a little clunk, 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 clunk. This was like solid. They're not moving. And then we sat there for a little bit and then they charged up the machine. So I think they had to like stretch the bungee cords because you hear the machine. Brrr. So I'm assuming that the bungee straps were getting tight so that when they pulled the lever, Holy you'd moly. Launch. And then all of a sudden he said, you're not going to get a countdown. We're just going to let it go when it's time. And I was like, okay, sounds good. And you're hearing this. Brrr, and all of a sudden it goes. Vroom. And I look over at Joel D and I said, I think it's time. Just like that. Bang. We were launched into orbit.
So what was, I've seen, it's like you ever seen one of those balls on the end of a paddle?
Yep.
That's what I picture in my head. Is that what it's like?
Well, so I've never been a ball on a paddle before, but
that's not what you felt like?
They you lean back in the chair and then.
Do you lean back or does the force
pull you back?
Well, no, you.
Or is it like so at a recline kind of?
You sit in the chair and then when they're ready to go, yeah, they recline you back. And then you sit there till it's all charged up. And then when it's time, they must, I don't know if they pull a lever, push a button, whatever they do. And you just shoot straight up into the air. Mm-hmm. And the coolest part was when, I don't know if it's right when you get to the top or just the millisecond when you drop down, but you're weightless. Just
really,
really quick. Yep.
Just for a moment. But it's not just straight up and down. Doesn't it bounce like around?
Up and down.
Up and down.
It bounces up and down, but it's free spinning. So you might rotate, you know, you might do forward somersault, backward somersault.
I don't know. Is it anything like the teacups? Because the teacups get me every time.
No, because the teacups are spinny. I don't like
that. Yeah, me neither. They get me every time.
Yeah.
How is that different?
Well, I think the most was like three somersaults in a row, but it's not like you're going 100 miles an hour. It's just like you go around. And around and around, you know, it's not like
you go slow enough so physics won't like keep you in your seat.
Yeah,
you'll drop to your death if things go badly.
Sure, and then
that's all I think of. Yes.
And since it's flat here, you could see forever.
See Jamestown,
but just for like a split second,
right? In that weightless moment,
face to the south, Wahpeton.
In that weightless moment where it's like, peaceful. Oh, no.
No, that's not peaceful. No.
Just that one little moment when you're up there and you're floating.
And then,
my stomach has caught up to me. Now let me leave it behind again.
So from the time that they released us until the time we were locked back in was 1 minute exactly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Because, you know, most of that was like coming back down to the ground.
So I want to say that the slingshot ride was different than other ticket rides. Don't you pay more for it or something?
It was separate completely. Yeah, like it wasn't even on the midway. It was way up.
Probably because you need a waiver.
Probably because they need some space for that projectile that can come out.
For when the bodies hit the ground.
If you ate the deep fry.
You don't want them to hit the Ferris wheel on the way down.
At the Red River Valley Fair, like the Minnesota State Fair is famous for like everything is deep fried. Deep fried on a stick, everything. Do they deep fry everything at the Red River Valley Fair too?
I don't know. I didn't eat anything.
I can't say the last time.
I know there's Oreos. Deep fried Oreos, mini donuts.
Oh, there is.
Haley won regular old Oreos, a sleeve of them, because she won the piglet race or something. Like her piglet won, so she got a sleeve of.
Where did your child get a piglet? Oreos?
Well, it was just
pick one.
Yeah, you just pick one.
Okay.
And then she got legal at the Red River Valley Fair.
And then she got a pig. Oreos. We didn't like somehow acquire a piglet.
No, and then a pig nose
in a game of chance.
Yep.
Speaking,
she got a pig nose.
Yeah, like one you can put on
mask almost.
So speaking of animals, for 2 weeks in a row now, I've had some pretty cool stuff going on.
No, hard pass.
Well, I got a snake.
This is a blue-tongued skink is what they call
a
it.
Skink.
A skink.
Yeah, a blue.
Look it's at that.
A, where does that fall between like a lizard and
he's just like a little reptile.
I noticed you're wearing the same like shirt in your picture that you have on at the moment.
That was because
Dusty Raspberry.
I held him this morning.
So there's essence of skink in the room.
Yeah, so there was a lizard, the Red River Valley, or not the Red River Zoo. I'm sorry, the Chihinkapa Zoo. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. I had Red River Valley Fair in my head.
Yes.
The Chihinkapa Zoo comes once a week, and they bring different animals to be on the air and talk about the zoo.
Can you request that they bring that cute little orangutan with? They have orangutans, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Have one?
So do you do that segment? Are you like the next Jack
Hanna? No, I'm just there in the building.
Oh.
So this morning they had the blue-tongued skink, and he like snuggled into my arm a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, I wanted to take him home.
The other day there was a puppy here that snuggled into my...
Yeah?
Yeah.
Last week I got the boa.
Yeah, I saw that one. I
didn't pass on that.
Boa wrapped around.
By the way, I'm not putting these online for anybody that wants to see these. Bad, so sad.
How did you feel about having a very powerful animal that at any moment could choose to strangle you?
Honestly, I feel like the boa constrictor would not be as scary.
So the boa...
As the skink...
As the what?
As something that could bite me.
I looked it up.
A puppy can bite you, Dana.
That's true.
Different.
That puppy that settled into you when it opens its jaws has those razor sharp... And puppy teeth are extra sharp. They're like...
But they're from a smaller mouth for the most part.
Yeah.
Depending on the size of the puppy.
It most likely won't kill me.
Well, they're not poisonous.
No, the blue-tongued skink just has like, it just crushes its food. It doesn't have little teeth.
Oh.
So, but he didn't try to bite me anyway. He was a nice little guy.
When you were holding the boa constrictor, did you feel like Britney Spears?
No.
Being slave for you?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because
we didn't have a single moment of
this one wasn't yellow and I had all my clothes on. No, but it was like 7 feet long, maybe. But if it was life or death, I could have got it off of there, off of my neck, because he was kind of around my neck. But any bigger than that one was, you're just supper at a certain point, I think.
Like, you really think
that you could have gotten him off if he was like, I'm going to strangle you now. You are not my food source.
I think so.
I have seen.
I don't know. Thankfully, that didn't happen.
I have seen the original and the live action version of Jungle Book. And if I know anything about boa constrictors, it's that they're going to hypnotize you by looking at you.
Oh.
And then slowly wrap you up until there's nothing more
like
you can do. So,
okay.
You may think you're in charge of what's going on, but no, sir.
The second those spiral eyes start.
Especially if it's Scarlett Johansson.
I will say that it was like wrapped or kind of in a U around my neck for a little while. Not very long, but I felt it for like probably 2 hours, like in my carotid artery area. I could feel it. Like, this feels weird.
The snake was like, here is my pressure point.
Yeah.
Let me just make a note of that.
Less than 8 pounds of pressure.
Yeah.
Lightly pressing, slowly pushing in will shut off the blood to your brain and you will pass out in under a few seconds.
Yep. Yeah.
So again, I ask you, if the snake...
that one, I think I could. I could be completely wrong, but I felt like...
There's only one way to find out. Bring in the snake.
No, he was a nice little guy. He was a nice little guy. Like the skink.
I think little is not the right...
The skink, the lizard was like, I don't know, maybe a foot long.
Wow.
He's a nice little guy.
Snuggled as long as I don't have to feed them. That's where it gets me.
What are they like? Crickets and things? I don't know.
Yeah.
That wasn't covered in your Jack Hanna segment?
Yeah. No, I just went in there to hold him and take the picture.
I hope you get a Jack Hanna segment. I hope this grows into something.
I see Ryan being more like, I can't think of the guy's name who was on Jimmy Fallon, who he used to just prank Jimmy Fallon with all of the animals that he would just hate. He's like, why are you being mean to him? He's just a tarantula. He's fine.
Mm-hmm. What's
his name?
I don't remember. Haley was the only of the four of us who did not hold a tarantula when we went to the Denver, the zoo down there, or the museum, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. But they had a tarantula that would crawl all over you. She wouldn't do it.
Wow.
I'm gonna need to leave.
Do you enjoy that stuff? Jeff, or like they said, does anyone want to hold the snake? And you're like, yes, please.
I'll do it. Right I went away. In there and volunteered. I was like, hey, I want to hold that thing.
That's, yeah.
You're like Jake Roberts.
I don't know how I would do with snakes, but I can tell you.
Yeah, but his bowl was tranked. Was this one doped up?
No, I don't think so.
No?
His was doped up?
A lot, yeah. He's talked about it. Like, they keep it very...
Docile?
Docile, well-fed.
See, I was wondering. Well, I assumed he had to be well-fed because, I mean, if that was not, Jake would have been food, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Sooner or later.
He had him with him everywhere he went.
Mm-hmm.
Do you imagine?
I just like watching Crikey, It's the Irwins.
Yeah.
Well, so we were talking earlier about this fine.
It's a lie.
Shirt that you have on. And we were trying to figure out the colors. So I know what I think it is, but what did you guys think the color of the shirt was?
I think it's Dusty Raspberry.
Dusty Raspberry.
I think it's Frostbite Raspberry. Like frozen raspberries that have just a little bit of frostbite on them.
So so what's the difference between frosty raspberry and frostbite raspberry and dusty raspberry?
Gray undertones would be dusty. White undertones. Mm-hmm. Maybe with a blue tint would be frosty.
I think
you're talking to the two
design people in the room.
There's a very distinct difference in this color.
You see more than just the colors of the rainbow. I see, yes.
And what did you call it earlier?
It's puce.
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 I didn't believe that was a color.
It's a color.
Yeah, you showed
me. My great-grandma's bathroom was puce.
Looks just like your shirt.
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
Salmon.
No.
Salmon is the absolute wrong color.
It's not
color.
Salmon. That's fine. I like it.
We're not saying you can't like it.
It's just a very different color than you usually wear.
It's also a little bit of a different material, too. Yeah. It's very, it's a polo, but it's like just.
90s woven t-shirt.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
It's just a very 90s, very 90s polo.
Yeah.
So I had to.
What is that shirt from? Is it from the 90s?
I have no idea. I have to find out.
I like it. That's something that would fit right in my wardrobe.
I have a blue one. I have a blue, actually one just like the color you're wearing.
So maybe. I very rarely buy clothes. Blue. And my wife told me, and to quote Pastor Mark, I'm a kept man.
Okay.
My wife takes care of everything. And so she took me shopping.
All right.
And this is, I'm going to let you know what she said to me. Because I said, all right, let's go shopping. I need new clothes. We're hitting Kohl's. And she goes, no, we're not hitting Kohl's. I said, all right.
JCPenney.
I guess we can splurge for Target. I'm down with Target. She's like, we're not going to Target. We're going to the mall. Fine. We go to the mall. Listen,
Ryan,
to this.
Ryan, your shirts are hand-me-downs.
I go, when I buy shirts, I get them from the Ark or the Boys Ranch.
VBS is around the corner, my friend. Yeah. It's shirt day.
He's just like, I got a new
I'm
shirt.
Pumped.
And it's great. It'll go with everything.
FMSC, VBS, I'm covered. Yeah. But we go
really
to the mall.
Do, like, supplement.
We walk up to Lululemon.
No.
Yeah.
And I looked at her and I go, I'm not going in there.
Isn't that a woman's store?
No. That's a woman's.
No.
That's a woman's yoga store.
Yeah.
At least the last time. Hold on now. Last time I was in that store, and granted, it's probably been a couple of years, I bought a gift card, and it was all women yoga stuff. And I'm like, I'm not. That's a ladies' store. I can't go in there. Do you know what my wife told me? You're going in there.
It was only 6 months ago that I learned it was Lululemon and not Lululemon.
Right. And so I go into Lululemon.
No, yeah. For real, and for I'm telling real?
You, yeah, for real, for real.
I always thought when you would say that you were just doing a bit again.
Why would I
this
be doing a bit?
This is the opposite version, though. I just recently learned sur la table is not sur la table. It's like a household store. I've been calling it Sur La Table forever.
I don't know what that is.
They sell Christmas ornaments.
Sounds French. Okay.
So we go into Lululemon, and I'm adamant that I'm embarrassed to be here. I got to turn in my man card when I leave, but I'm not going to try anything on.
Uh-huh.
Not going to buy anything.
I'm not buying anything.
Right.
I'm staying my ground on this one. We're going to Fleet Farm.
Amen.
Where a man can shop in peace.
Yes. The man mall.
She walks through there, and she grabs about 8 or 9 things.
Uh-huh.
Did you try their dress pants?
I tried their dress pants.
You tried them on?
Oh, I tried them on.
Of course,
did they change your life?
Wow. You think his wife didn't say try this on?
You know, I can protest as much as I want. That doesn't change the fact that I'm not gonna
hand me your wallet so I can extract your man card.
Listen to me. I tried on everything. Now here's the kicker.
Uh huh.
I really like it.
Yeah, is that where that's from?
I'm actually wearing Lululemon right now, and it's amazing how nice it is.
Yeah.
And I had to look at my wife, Ryan, and I had to say those words that every man has to say at one point or another. You were right.
Uh-huh.
And I was wrong.
You're the best.
You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive.
Man.
Yeah, so I'm all fabulous now.
Lululemon.
I'm pretty. Huh? I have Lululemon clothing.
Wow.
So. Still have my Target jeans on, which makes me feel better, but yeah.
Wow.
High budget. You in the Pew shirt and me wearing Lululemon. We're, whole new world.
It's rare I buy a brand new shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually from like the, thrift store somewhere.
Of course.
Yes.
Hand-me-downs.
Yeah.
And when I get a shirt, I'll keep it for, I have shirts that I've had since I was 18.
Yep. I do too.
Yeah. As long as they fit. If they don't fit, then it's like, well, now I'm out of luck. But as long as they fit.
I'm sure I do too, but
I definitely don't.
The whole reason that I try to stay a certain weight is because I hate shopping.
Yesterday I was wearing a shirt from a place called Kirk's Detour in Ashley. It was a bar down there, and I got the shirt for free at Kirk's Detour.
I was like, wait a minute, I thought you said you don't buy any.
They've been closed for like 15 years.
And I just wore
the shirt yesterday.
For the first time?
Huh?
Yeah, no. It's just been sitting in a closet.
No, I wear it regularly. It's a Gildan. You ever wear Gildan products?
Yeah.
Those will last forever.
Yeah, totally.
Just,
Gildan. You know the one. Lululemon.
Lululemon. Gildan.
All right.
How do you say that restaurant that's like Qdoba, but it's named after a pepper? Starts with the C?
The other one.
Chili's?
No.
What are you talking about?
Like Qdoba. It's kind of the same.
Yep. Different
What's the other
chain
one?
Of it,
What's
though?
What's the other one?
Qdoba?
Nope.
What are they talking about?
Chipotle.
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 Yeah.
Okay. Just got to check.
Well, the E's at the end. Chipotle. And it's French.
I call it Chipotle.
Chipotle?
Mm-hmm.
My dad says Chipotle.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people do.
I like your dad. That's the way it should sound.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of That Podcast. Don't forget that you can find us every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:30, either here at Atonement, 4601 South University Drive in Fargo, or online at atonement.live or atonementfargo.org. We also have a YouTube channel where you can find our services live or a wide variety of resources. Again, that's YouTube, atonement.live, or atonementfargo.org. So for all of us here at Atonement, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time for another riveting episode of That Podcast.